It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Toonforce. It is a Thirsty Thursday. Whoops, we got two songs there playing. Thirsty Thursday, the 28th, and let's give you a little bit of sports action. Our Suns play tonight on a win. They take on the Pelicans at 4:30 this afternoon, early game, because this one's in New Orleans, so they don't have that home crowd advantage tonight, unfortunately. And then you can stream on KNTRSports.com, and then we will join the AM and FM side as soon as the Suns game is over. The NFL draft coverage from Las Vegas, it kicks off at 5 o'clock. I heard this morning that the Cardinals will, somewhere between 7:20 and 7:40, have their draft pick. So if you want to listen to that tonight. And then Friday night, we have the Diamondbacks and the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, at 5:15. And then on Saturday, 11:15 a.m. And then the Suns, if there's a Game 7, will take on the New Orleans Saints. And the time needs to be scheduled yet. So we'll see what happens. All right. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. Three different services, one dependable connection, fiber internet, a digital phone, and TV streaming service from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. You want to go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. And you can pre-register, or you can call 888-227-2095 and pre-register, or you can call 763-1100 and ask for Regina and pre-register. Tumbleweed Florist, yeah, there's all kinds of occasions for flowers. There's so many options and colors and shapes and designs. You need to just go in there and just pick them all out, you know. And the aroma, when you walk in the door, it hits you. Yeah. So, do you have a special person that needs a nice little pick-me-up today? Or a birthday or anniversary? Think about Tumbleweed Florist in Bullhead City, right next to File Jewelers on Highway 95 at Zircon. They can deliver for you, or you can pick it up yourself. Call Tumbleweed Florist at 754-4949. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Their anniversary is coming up on May 13th, and they have lots of specials going on. So get in there and check out the specials. You can also see them on their website at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITZHIN.com. Make sure you spell it right. Now in the studio, and our guests are Tyro Banks. Oh, what happened? He's a no-show.
Here.
Where's your daddy boy?
Great question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's listening.
He's listening somewhere.
Yeah, he said he wanted to listen online. He was too busy, but he could listen online, but he couldn't be here.
Listen.
Yeah. Tyro. But we were going to have both coaches here, and but we do have Coach Scott Neal for the basketball team, who won their division, right? How many in the division?
You're talking about conference. So conference, the 1A conference has 38 teams.
Wow.
Yeah, roughly. And we won our region two, which has 10.
Okay. Yeah. But still, when you win out of 38 teams, that's a win.
It is.
That's kind of big.
Yeah, it was a grind. You know, there's a lot of good teams in 1A. You know, people talk about 1A basketball as being, you know, kind of a throw-in with the rest of the 2A to 6A. And I disagree with that because there's a lot of small schools that recruit basketball players or their specialty, whatever sport it is.
Right.
And you're not playing a 1A lineup. You're playing against 3 and 4A players who chose to go to that school.
Right.
And we had some of those teams in our schedule and on in the playoffs. So,
well, and some of those teams had you.
I mean,
how tall are you, Mr. Banks?
6'6".
6'6". And he's a junior.
He's a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell Mr. Milligan, grab a chair and come right in. Yeah, so at 6'6 as a junior,
yeah.
I can imagine those guys had a heart attack when you guys walked in with Banks and all of a sudden he's 6'6".
Well, certainly our size carried us a lot this year. It was hard to match up against us in a 1A environment. There's not a lot of really tall players because a lot of those players will go to the bigger schools.
Right.
But when you find tall players in 1A, a lot of times they don't have a lot of coordination or a lot of skill.
That was me.
There
that
you
was
go.
Me when I was in high school.
You'd be perfect for 1A.
I was perfect for the water boy. They said, you got to come out and try out for basketball. I said, Are you kidding me? And I went out and tried out, and they said, you can go back to the band.
So
you go back and be a drummer.
It's a two-pronged approach for a big. You got to have the height, and you got to have the skill. And, you know, we had that.
Yeah.
We had players that had height and skill both, and that is really tough to find in mass in a 1A environment, which was what we had across our front line. We had both of those traits, and it really helped us survive a lot of tough games.
Now, how many seniors are you losing off the team?
Five.
So five of you will go on to college?
I don't know about all five.
What about you?
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Where?
I haven't decided yet.
You better get on the ball. What are you thinking?
Somewhere in Texas or Oregon are probably my top two.
Oh, okay. And is it because of the schools or the states?
For basketball.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. We got to keep playing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we could have basketball at MCC in a couple years if you want to come back, right? Yeah. They got a golf tournament coming up to start sports at MCC.
They do.
MCC golf team.
Well, they're starting with soccer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And the board of directors basically said, yeah, let's do sports, but don't do it with our money. Create your own. So they put together a golf tournament, and they're going to create their own.
Good.
So
that's good to see sports coming to the local area here for athletes that don't want to go to a four-year school right away.
Exactly. You know, these students who have played soccer since they were smaller, and now all of a sudden you get into high school and you're playing, and then you leave the high school and you go, great, now where do I play soccer, you know?
Yeah.
So they can go to MCC and continue to play. So what other sports do you play?
I play golf, football, and baseball.
All?
Oh. Yeah, I play every sport.
Golf, football, baseball, and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you play?
Same?
Yep. You two brothers or what? I mean,
almost. Should be.
Yeah. Brothers from different mothers? Yeah.
I would guess they're the only two athletes in the state that play golf and football simultaneously. I would challenge any other school to produce a player that plays golf and football at the same time.
And you coach both, right?
I coach golf. I don't coach football.
No, okay. You coach basketball and
golf.
And golf.
Yep. So the golf team, I had both of these players on the golf team. We were very committed. Keep in mind, our golf program, we play in 4A. So we play against Flagstaff, we play against Lee Williams, Mojave High, because we chose to play in the fall. It was a decision we made a long time ago when Scott Gilman was a coach, because so many of the golfers played baseball.
Right.
We didn't want to play in the spring and make them choose. So we had to go up three classes in order to play golf in the fall. But we've been pretty successful in that, even though we're playing big schools in that sport. So it's been fun.
Cool. So now, in the sport of golf, let's talk about that for just a minute. Because what do? You play 18 holes and you get the best score?
Nine-hole matches.
Yeah, you walk nine-hole matches with your bag. And then, you know, it's all just pretty much just a big set of rules. And then whoever can play the best within the rules just wins kind of. And you play, you take five guys that will participate in the match. Four scores count, right? Four of the best four scores count. combined, and then whichever team shoots the best wins the match.
Are you always shooting your own ball, or can?
Yeah, no, you're shooting your own ball.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, everyone's by themselves, and then you'll play like if three schools are at the match, it'll be like you, a kid from another school, and then a kid from that third school, and you all play together, and there'll be five groups.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah. The only time we play 18 is during tournaments. We usually have about 2 to 3 tournaments a year.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's full 18, and sometimes it's even 2 days of 18.
Like, and you're carrying your own bag the whole time.
Yeah.
You guys don't get carts.
Nope. No carts.
No carts.
Carrying your bag, walking the whole time.
Yeah. At Laughlin Ranch, by the way. That's our home course.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Is a little hilly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of spans between holes, too. So.
That's a number 4 course in Arizona. That's a nice course
to be able
to play.
Oh, yeah. We're very blessed. Yeah. We're very pleased with Harold.
Harold takes care of you guys up there.
Yeah, we got to shout out to Harold. He does a great job with us in the program. So can't thank him and his staff enough. Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that, because Harold is one of our sponsors, and he comes in here a lot and talks about the course and the shape that it's in. So I'm glad that you guys get to play up there.
That's amazing.
Mr. Mulligan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, we don't have a microphone for you. Sorry. When you show up late, you know. We'll get you one, though. We'll throw one of these kids out in a few minutes. But let's talk about the championship basketball. How was that? And you got closer and closer.
Man, it was definitely a ride. I mean, the start of the year, we started off really strong. Going into break, we had a tournament. And obviously, I got hurt. And then it was like people stepped up. Tyson was one of the players who really stepped up. I mean, he went from...
You're not just saying that because he's in the room.
No. Okay. If you look at the games, he started putting up 20 and 10 a game after I went out. And then Owen is another player who stepped up. He started hitting big shots when we needed it. He was our spark that we really needed to get us going sometimes. And it was definitely stressful getting up to those last couple games, especially once they hit the playoffs. It was definitely go time. But once we... got to that last game, I think our confidence was out the roof, and we got up late in the game, and we just never looked back. So,
good. How big is the trophy at the school?
It's a decent size. You know,
yeah.
Bigger than last year's.
Yeah.
Runner-up's not quite as nice.
Yeah.
So,
Mr. Mulligan, do we have a nice display case somewhere for these? Yep.
But it's displayed.
Yeah.
It's displayed?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, let's take our first break. We're going to come back and chat with these guys some more. If you have questions for these students or the coaches or the superintendent, 702-298-1063, give us a call. Do want to remind you of a couple things. Let's not forget about the bike week and mayhem and Bullhead River Run. They got raffles, they got contests, live music. At two locations, the Field House and at the community park. Bike shows, burnouts, giveaways, food, beer gardens, and more. Check it out.
Do you and your friends often say, "Where do we want to go for lunch?" Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Hello, Needles, California. Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I'm pleased to announce that the state of California has graciously granted us a license to lend in your area. You no longer will be held hostage by the high interest rates and fees of the big box mortgage shops. Mojave Mortgage can now provide you the same great customer service that we've brought to your neighboring communities for the past 5 years. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS 1830581.
There are so many occasions for flowers. There are so many options and designs. There are so many flowers to choose from. Is it time for that special person in your world to get a surprise? Birthdays, anniversaries, or a friend in need? Think Tumbleweeds Florist in Bullhead City, 2107 Highway 95, next to File Jewelers. Pick up or tri-state delivery available. Tumbleweeds Florist, 928-754-4949. 928-754-4949.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you like to save money? Do you have a co-op connection card? You can get it only at MEC if you're an MEC customer, and you save money all over town. You save money at the music store in Fort Mojave, Southwest Financial Center, T-Mobile, yeah, Zurich T-Shirts, Office Express. So get your co-op connection card at MEC on Hancock Road. The office is on Hancock. Just go in, show them you're a member, and they'll give it to you for free. Put it in your keychain and just start saving money. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Yeah, we got restaurants up downstairs and plus ice cream. And then upstairs, we have everything from clothing to sports items to boots to sunglasses to chocolate and a watchman. Yeah, upstairs. On the front of the mall, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a bar, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Check out the Laughlin Mall. Walker Service Electric, Walker Electricians all over Mojave County. Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu every single day going to work on residentials, houses, apartments, you know, condos, whatever. And then commercial, businesses, buildings. How are they doing at Station 2?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Walker is about as good of a contractor as I've had around our property in a long time.
Good.
Yeah, they're excellent.
There you go. Testimonial right here on the air. Call Walker at 928-718-9444 if you need an electrician. And they're available 24/7. So if you have an emergency on the weekends, call them up. East West Financial Services. If you're thinking about retirement, then you need to talk to East West Financial Services. They specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection. That's a big part. Call Jack Mafar at one number, 928-888-9828. He's in Kingman and Bullhead City. Give him a call, and he'll meet with you, and questions are free. All right, now back in the studio, and we got the guys. Now, you're wearing a Diamondback hat tonight, this afternoon at school.
Yeah.
And you're excited about the Diamondbacks this year?
Hey, I mean, they're doing better than they were last year already. They just actually won the series against the Dodgers yesterday, so.
That's a good thing.
That's good. You know, they're still not very hot, but they're getting there.
The Dodgers won't get to go jump in the pool.
No.
We don't want that anymore anyways.
No, we do not.
I would imagine they probably have security over there now and just make sure that'll never happen again.
100%.
Yeah, especially when the Dodgers are in town.
Only when the Dodgers are
in town. Yeah, yeah. Nobody else wants to do it. Everybody else respects the pool, but L.A. didn't that year.
No, they did not.
Yeah. What other sports are you going to be playing? Like when you go to college?
Oh, just basketball.
Just basketball?
Yeah.
You're going to just fine-tune it to that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very rare to see multiple sport college athlete, I think. So, I mean, maybe golf and basketball, but that's the only thing I could see because everything else is, like, year-round. I mean, obviously both. When you play college sport, you usually practice that thing year-round and you have training plans year-round, but if any, those are the two.
Okay. And then what are you going to be studying in college? What's your goal?
Something in finance or marketing.
Hmm. Those are two different markets, you know what I mean? But I did see somebody in finance at Harris once who came out of finance and became marketing director. So it can happen.
It can.
And when you have that financial background, I saw at the Aquarius somebody, well, it was the Flamingo then, guy came out of accounting and became the general manager. So, you know, you possibly can.
Yeah.
So, But you're not looking at the schools based upon what they offer in financial education and marketing education. You're looking at basketball.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You got a priorities.
I do.
What were you going to say, Scott?
I was going to say the type of athlete coming out of Malk, they do have to look at both sides. They got to look at the scholastic part and the athletic. You know, it's tough to find a school, D1 school that's going to give a 1A player a full ride to play sports, right? It doesn't really happen too often. So, you know, the nice part about Malk is you've got the MCC embedded, the classes embedded in there, and, you know, Josh will basically be coming out of there with an AA, and so that'll transfer over.
Oh, you're one of these dual enrollment.
Enrollment, yeah.
I'm going to be going to college as a junior.
As a junior, so.
Yeah. Did everybody hear that? Yeah. He's going to graduate. Let's see, what night do you graduate on?
13th.
On the 13th. When do you graduate from MCC?
July 30th.
July 30th.
With an associate's degree.
So within 2 weeks, you have your high school diploma and your AA.
Basically.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Are you doing that too? Right now?
No, I won't touch that.
It's not for everyone.
I'll have my couple college credits, but I won't have my AA.
And it's not for everyone, but
it's tough.
Look at the advantages that you have going into a college as a junior.
Yeah.
You know, and just the simple fact, I'll be here 2 years and I'm going to go work. And everyone goes, what?
Get a master's. You can get your master's in the same time we get it for you.
Right. You know? It's a fantastic dual enrollment program we have here with MCC.
And yeah.
We're very fortunate, I think, to have that for all the county schools.
Right.
It's dynamite. Any idea how many students will be graduating this year with an AA and a high school diploma?
I have not seen the stats.
Not yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
We always have a handful. Potential AA is only 3 or 4 students every year.
3 or 4 every year?
Yeah, but
okay.
To get that A-jet, we do usually have a good amount of students.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And 80%+ of the students will have some college credit already completed.
Right. At least have something under their belt.
Right.
And Mr. Banks will have something under his belt.
Yeah, I'll have a couple things. A
couple classes?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. They'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Ribbon cutting coming up next week on the 3rd at Bangers and Chips. At noon, call the Bullhead Chamber, 754-4121.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service.
plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, rated a four-star facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize every square inch of the building for the patients, the residents, the employees, and the guests. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring is available. Experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, complete landscaping, and you have an owner on the job every single day. Experts in pest solution, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you want a vacation home, an investment home, maybe a pool in the backyard, maybe an add-on, maybe a remodel, a refi, and you need some money, call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage. 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his desk, and let's say you need $410,000. You're going to buy a nice big house. Okay, you start filling out the paperwork. And by the way, his desk is a mahogany. It's got a big one, you know. When you're the CEO, you get a big desk. It's like 57 feet long. And you sit at one end, he's at the other. Then you start filling out the paperwork. You look up, and he's gone. He's not there. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault. Now, his vault used to be the size of Dot Foods. It was huge, you know, money on all the shelves. And then he made it bigger because he got an influx of money, so it's now the size of the Pentagon. If you know somebody in planning and zoning in Havasu, don't mention it. But anyhow, he gets your money out of the vault, puts it on a silver platter, and brings you up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Get some of Chad's money. Call 928-288-2691. He's a Harley rider. Maybe he'll be up here this weekend. I don't know. Hard to say. What does the Bullhead Fire Department expect this weekend, Assistant Chief?
We expect civil and very calm conduct by all involved. That's what we expect.
But you prepare for it.
We were prepared for worse than that, but I believe it's going to be a good event this week. There's not going to be a whole lot of problems.
Yeah. Larry has a different attitude from Delcon. You know, Larry Topping, who's putting it on, he's more laid back. I mean, he doesn't look like he's ever known what stress is when you talk with him. So, but gentlemen, so now next year, you're going to be a senior next year.
Yeah.
Are you going to play all the sports again?
Yeah, I'll play all the sports again.
That's how he says it. Yeah, of course, you know. Yeah, all the sports. All right. What else do we have to cover?
Hey, we got Section 7 again this year.
Oh, yeah. We went last year as a team. We're going this year again as a team. Minus Josh because of his ACL.
Right.
And his surgery and stuff. But, yeah, we're going back this year. They invited us back. Big tournament inside Cardinal Stadium.
Good.
It'll be nice. Yeah, I got a bunch of scouts there. Get to go play.
That's
that,
the best part, huh?
Yeah, best part, 100%. Yeah.
And that was major to your school.
Mm-hmm. It was. I tell you, the basketball's been a vehicle the last 2 years to get a lot of exposure to these kids in a lot of different ways, and we've been invited to things that would never have happened in the past because of our performance, and we've lived up to the billing. Last year at Section 7, we played some very large schools, and we beat two out of the four, and that helped us prepare for the season we just went through, and I think this Section 7 is a little different because we've done it once.
Right.
It'll help the returning players prepare for next year, but it'll also give some more exposure to the players who are going to be graduating. So,
yeah. Your headset to Mr. Mulligan. So, because I want to ask Mr. Mulligan about the simple fact that your students get to go to this 7 and play in the Cardinal Stadium. That's kind of exciting for you as a superintendent.
It is. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's all because of Nancy at Legacy, or over at Legacy, you're retired.
Right.
She was the one who thought of us when she was down in a meeting in Phoenix and pointed out to the board that we had a pretty decent team up here in Bullet City, Arizona. So the people who run Section 7, they told us that they've never had a 1A school in their tournament before.
No.
It's one of the largest, if not the largest, basketball high school basketball tournament on the West Coast. So it attracts high school teams from all over the country. They list all the different states they're from, clear back to Louisiana.
Wow.
It's pretty wild. And they completely take over the stadium where the Cardinals play, and there's 12 courts on the floor, plus nearby high schools.
Wow.
So you're talking 160. I can't even remember what it was last year.
Last year was 80. This year it's 160.
160 yeah. teams. Yeah. So it's really, and it's the best of the best.
Right.
So it's rare to have a 1A school in there. Well, it was the first time, and these kids held their own very well with the other big schools. So we didn't go down there and embarrass ourselves by any means.
No.
And besides Nancy inviting you guys, the Legacy helped fund it for you to get there.
They did. They did. They made sure that we were able to enter in the tournament because it was something that was not on the radar or budgeted for, or even we didn't fundraise it. It really happened very quickly from a phone call to, hey, we got to put this in by a week. Our registration right. going down in a few weeks. So it was one of those overnight things that the kids had a wonderful opportunity, and they did a great job. And like Coach Neil said right here, that the kids, they really got a lot of experience to prepare them for this last season
right.
for a championship.
And the exposure.
Yeah.
Because those guys that come back from those colleges and they see Mr. Banks here has grown another inch
right,
and can shoot more baskets. How was it to play in the Cardinal Stadium? Basketball.
It was. I'm not going to lie, it was awkward because it's the first time I've ever looked at a backboard and you just see like seats going up and up, and it's weird. It makes the depth perception a little different. It was amazing, though. I mean, it is something that a lot of kids don't get to experience
right.
playing in a stadium like that. And it was a really good experience. I mean, I loved playing in there. They had, like, the old March Madness courts laid out. Like, they were good floors and good hoops, I mean, and good competition. So it was a good experience. I loved playing in there. I can't wait yeah. to play in it again. It's going to be fun.
Well, it's got to be kind of neat for the whole team to say, Bullet City was a part of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we often got, after we would play a team, either lose by a little or beat them, who did we just play? Where are they from?
Yeah.
And they have to look on the program, like, I don't even know where the school is. And we did that a lot, not only in Section 7, but in tournaments we played at Christmas, too. Like, who are these this team from Bullhead that just beat us? What A are they? And I
yeah.
tell them 1A, and they're like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean 1A? So we definitely surprised some big schools because they don't really pay attention to the small school environment.
Right.
And so it really – and Tyson just talked about the environment of Section 7 being in a big stadium.
Yeah.
Well, think about where our last two games of the tournament were. Where they're in the Finley Toyota Center down there in Prescott. That is a stadium.
Yeah.
And so our depth perception – there and our feeling of being in there was a little bit different the second year because we had played in a big stadium environment, not so much the other teams that were there. They hadn't seen that type of environment before. So we had a little advantage of being able to draw upon the visuals that we saw in a big stadium by being in Section 7. So I think that helped us in the Final Four.
And I'll bet that makes a difference having played in the Section 7. And then
it did. It was just like kind of like coaches said, it was just like, we've already seen it. So, like, some of those kids, they might have had to make an adjustment where, like, their first game is a little off. Some shots might have went super long because it looks like the hoop's closer to you.
Right.
Stuff like that. And just for us, it was just like, okay, like, we've been here. We've been in the stadium. We've been in the environment where it's loud. It's echoey. Like, we've been there already. So, it's just like, it was just kind of, we didn't really have to make the adjustment. It was just kind of like, we already been there, done that. And
so are there any plans for you to build a bigger stadium, Mr. Mulligan?
I don't know. The Battleground's one of the nicest
That's
gyms
nice.
In the Northwest, yeah. so I don't know if there's really any need to
we'll
right
take
now.
It.
Yeah. And you're happy with your gym, the Battleground?
I love it in there. Well. I love it in there. It gets rowdy. It gets rowdy.
Yeah. But not quite like the 7.
Oh, no. That place was just like – and it's a different kind of loud because it's – basketball is being dribbled and whistles being blown loud instead of fan loud. Like, there's no, like, you can't hear the fans because they're so far away. So even if someone's cheering, it's kind of like just faint, like in the background. You can't really hear it compared to, like, the court right next to you. There's whistles blowing all the time. There's
right.
two courts on both sides of you, whistles, basketballs. Like, you can hear players talk, other players talking from different courts. So it's just like a different kind of loud, but I love our gym. It gets rowdy in there. I love fan loud. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. But yeah, you don't play with that. You don't play with whistles on next courts mm-hmm. and stuff. And so that is a challenge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yeah, because you don't like – because the whistle blows, and then you got to, like, seriously think, like, is that our whistle or is it not our whistle?
Right.
Because it's like – because something might have just happened where you're like, you think the whistle should be blown, but they didn't blow it, but a whistle just got blown on the other court. So you, like, stop for a little bit, and then you're like, oh, shoot, like, that wasn't our whistle.
Right, so you got to keep going.
Yeah.
Did you find that same challenge?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, sometimes the whistle would blow, and you have, like you said, you have to wonder if that was your whistle or not. So, like, it was definitely difficult. But I think another advantage that it gave us was confidence, for sure. Because we're going to these big tournaments and we're beating these big teams, these 4, 5, 6A teams, and then we go back to 1A and we're like, we just beat these big teams. Well, there's no reason why we can't beat these other teams now. So
right.
6 and 7, along with the two tournaments we were in, were both higher competition. The one in Christmas, the last one, we were playing, again, 4 or 5A teams, and in one of them we were down like 15 going into the fourth against a 4A team, and we came back and won. So,
wow.
So that was like we proved to ourselves that no matter how much we're down to any team, we still have a chance in the game. So,
and you kind of need that to for that win to always bounce back on and say we did this before.
Yeah,
and you can do it again.
Exactly. So, I mean, there were a couple times we were down.
Could
in
you
playoffs.
Go coach the Suns tomorrow night and help them?
Yeah.
Because that's something that they can't do sometimes. You know, they come down and they get down behind 8 or 9 points and they just can't get back up over there. Mm. So that's frustrating as a viewer to be watching that, as you're all finding out probably.
Yeah.
Because you're all watching them.
I love watching the Suns.
Yeah.
Yeah, for us, though, we didn't have a game like that. You know, in the regular season, we were 24-0. And so I think only one game.
See how
one game all year?
How he just casually says we're 24-0.
Yeah, well, I guess it's coming off the year before where we're 22-2. We had a pretty good season that year. It was expected we'd have another good year record-wise, but the dominance that this team put forward against all the competition was really hard for the coaches to wrap their minds around until it happened. We certainly didn't expect to win 24 games straight, but after doing it, you look back and you say, you know what, you match up our kids against any lineup we played, and we certainly had a great chance every night. And the execution, Coach Banks, who's not here, put some great offensive and defensive schemes forward and practices, and we did a lot of film study. I don't know how many teams do film. We probably watch 2 nights a week. We watch film on our opponents, and we would scheme our way through what we wanted to do with that team we were playing, and it would be different every night, so it was hard to scheme against us because
right.
we didn't do the same thing every night. We changed our offenses and our defenses. We had personnel to do that. We had depth to do that, and we had the basketball IQ to do that. So that was a tough thing for other teams to look at us on film and say, well, okay, we're going to do this. Well, we didn't always do that. So
right.
it was not an easy game for others to play against us. And then we showed why in the last two games of the year, why it was so tough to beat us. We played the number 2 team in the final game. They were 15-1, Tempe Prep. And, you know, we pulled away late, and I think a lot of our experience was what carried us there. So.
Good. You're going to find a lot of that at college where they're watching – tapes and videos
yeah.
of other teams,
oh, yeah.
which high schools don't normally do they?
No, yeah. We did. We did a lot of film study. Mm-hmm. It's important.
And it paid off.
Oh, yeah, it yeah. was. Last year, we watched a lot of film on ourselves. We watched how we played. This year, we watched how the other team played.
Okay.
Because we knew how good we were and how much we were working in practice to do the things we wanted to do. We didn't need to watch ourselves as much. Now we could focus this year more on how do we scheme against the other team, and that's what set us apart from our team from last year.
When you play a home game and the crowd's behind you, does that really make the momentum different for the players?
100%.
Yeah. I just got chills when
yeah,
I just said that.
Like,
it's like, ugh.
There were games this year where if we don't have a crowd, we come out flat, we're missing shots, It's just like it's not good. But as soon as the crowd gets into it, and if they're in it from the start, we come out hot, get up a 15-point lead in the first quarter, and then we never look back. But there's 100% a difference between the two when there's no crowd versus a crowd. When the fans are into it, we can't miss. So yeah.
There was a game this year we played where Josh is the second quarter, maybe the third, and we were up a lot. Like, it was just a blowout game, but it wasn't like we came out flat out of a timeout or out of halftime, whenever it was, and he went up and just dunked on some kid. And I remember the crowd just went nuts, and from then on we just went on like a 30-2 run. Yeah, just nuts. Like, he had that dunk, and we just all got hype, and the crowd was hype, and it was just boom, we just pulled away, and then the bench went in and got there a couple minutes and did their job, or the Coneheads, as we like to call them, went in and did their job.
Coneheads light this year. They didn't all come back. But
But it does make a world of difference at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
How is it when you're playing against a team that's in their home gym and the crowd's behind them?
They tend to get hot just like we do when their crowd's behind them. But I think we have the mental fortitude to be able to be like, okay, they're going to hit shots. We know they're going to hit shots. And last year, that was one thing we definitely struggled on, is when a team would get hot, we would get down on ourselves and we were like, it's over. Like,
right.
We're going to lose this game. But this year, there were multiple times when a team would come out in their home gym and hit 3, 4, 5 shots in a row, and some of them being like threes, and we're down 8, 9 points early, and we just like we stay focused, and then we bring it back like right after they do that, and we're right back in it, and then so we definitely improved on that this year, but it's the same effect. Like, they get hot when the crowd's into it. So.
Right. Yeah, and you got to fight that then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love when we go somewhere else, because it's kind of like the line of cocky and confident. Like, we're like, okay, we're going to come in here. We're going to blow these kids out. Like, let's go. Like, let's blow them out. And then they start hitting shots, and I think Salome is the perfect example of this. They start hitting shots. Their crowd starts getting rowdy. They cue hitting shots, and then we're like, we feed off that crowd energy. We make, like, one little big shot, like a silencer, and it just silences the gym, and then we feed off the energy that we just made them quiet, and then from there it's just over. So it's just, like, it's just all, like, and I just love being in, like, rowdy games.
Yeah.
I love it because it just gives you, like, so much more energy and so much, like, just, I don't know, just
you
gives
like
you adrenaline.
You like to be able to silence a crowd.
Yeah. Or as a team, feeling. Like, if we just, like, we just hit, like, 2 back-to-back daggers, it's just, like, I love it. It's like, I think Mogollon, our Final Four game against Mogollon, also is another example of that. In the Toyota Center, they had their fans on one side, our fans on the other side, and it was just a rowdy game all the way, and it came down to the wire. We only won by 3. I'd say, personally, that was the hardest game of the season, I think.
That was a tough
and
one. Yeah.
They just matched up with us across the board. They had size, we had size.
Wow.
It was just a good –
They had athletes,
good,
too.
Like, they had athletes. It was just a good – that was a good game to play in, and it was a rowdy game, too.
Yeah. You like that game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was physical.
Back and forth?
Yeah. It was back and forth the whole game.
Yeah.
Very physical. The refs were letting us play. I noticed, like, there weren't a lot of free throw shots. They were letting us play, and it was getting chippy and everything, and it was loud, obviously. So definitely tough, both mentally and physically, but we pulled it out. So.
Okay. So you're going to go to college as a champion.
Yeah, uh-huh. with a nice little ring on my finger.
All right, stick around. We're going to come right back and finish up here in about 10 minutes. Oh, Paula Boy's up next with Angela Faust from the Western Arizona Senior Living, and Russ Muscari.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Do you remember when you couldn't be on the internet and phone at the same time? We've come a long way, and with Mojave Electric's fiber network and TWN's fast, reliable broadband services, you can be connected at the speed of light. There are over 3,000 MEC members who can subscribe to TWN services. Call 888-227-2095 or visit TWN's local store at 2020 Silver Creek Road, Suite 113D to see if you're fiber ready.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is happy to announce the Piano Men Generations. Celebrate the music of Billy Joel and Elton John. This two-concert series, the Piano Men Generations, is the first of its kind at Laughlin Ranch, under the stars, on the greens. This father and son team perform four decades of the music of Billy Joel and Elton John, live on stage at Laughlin Ranch, Friday, May 20th. Tickets $50, seats first come, only 500 seats available. Call Laughlin Ranch, 928-754-1243.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The 26th annual Kyle Petty Charity Ride Across America stops in Lake Havasu City on Saturday, April 30th. The riders will do a meet and greet at 3:30 p.m. at the Hampton Inn on London Bridge Road. For more information or to donate, go to KylePettyCharityRide.com. Mark your calendar for an annual event in Bullhead City on May 7th. It's the annual Rotary Borough Barbecue, which is filled with events for people of all ages at Rotary Park. Go to Facebook and search at BHC Borough BBQ for more information. The upcoming 2022 summer camp at the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River is being offered at no cost to area families in Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave. There's more information and an application online for the 8-week program at clubriver.org.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for everyone in a clean, sanitized environment. 24-hour emergency room that's available for you if you need it. A chest pain center that performs cardiac catheterization 24/7. And cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-2273. 763-CARE, because they do. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are the comfort tools in your home? Are they keeping you cool as the temperatures start to climb? Well, if not, then you need to call 758-2400. In Bullhead City and in California, Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions to come fix their comfort tools. Tune up that furnace. Tune up the AC, the swamp cooler, the thermostat, whatever it is that you have that's not functioning properly and causing you to be uncomfortable, they can fix it. Call 928-758-2400. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery opens 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner available from the time they open to the time they close. Yeah, you can have a hamburger at 6:15 in the morning. You can also have pancakes at 10 o'clock at night. Then there's the Fresh Bakery, the cookies, the muffins, and the pies. Oh, so good. And you can take a whole pie home if you want. Or check out the new chocolate overload cake, the chocolate peanut butter drop, or the raspberry lemon drop. All at Perkins. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Tyson, do the commercial for Laughlin Ranch Golf Club.
Laughlin Ranch, dude. They have a great course in great condition right now. Amazing people down there. Great food at the restaurant, by the way. Great food. I love hitting up the restaurant after we golf. We always do, me and Josh, every time, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Ribeye steak there, pretty
shrimp,
unbeatable.
Shrimp pizza.
Shrimp pizza is also unbeatable.
Cheese curds?
Cheese curds is an appetizer, unbeatable. But back to the course, you know, great greens, rolling really good.
Yeah.
Number four in Arizona for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
All right. Okay, so now, the Suns play tonight?
Yeah, they play tonight. In New Orleans.
Who's going to win?
I mean, they kind of need to win. I don't want to go to game 7 in the first round. That would be a little scary.
Okay. Who's going to win?
I have no idea. I don't follow the Suns that much.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm a Bucks fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, that's what it is.
All right. Who's going to take it this year?
Suns.
The Suns?
Warriors. I think Warriors.
Oh, the Warriors.
They are playing pretty good.
They are playing good. Yeah, I got a Warriors-Bucks finals with the Warriors in seven.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We'll see if that holds true. Someone record that. And
see if we'll play it back in June.
In June if it's the...
Finals actually start on my birthday.
Oh, they do? Yeah.
June 2nd.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. So you think the Warriors are going to take it all?
I think so.
And you think the Suns are going
to
take it all?
I mean, I want them to, but in all reality, who knows? I suck at calling this stuff anyway. So every time I say something, it's the exact opposite.
Oh, well, no, hope you're right. I'd like to see the Suns go.
Me too.
So hopefully they'll be good.
We got a baseball and softball playoffs coming up, though.
Oh, yeah, we do. Tuesday, the first baseball playoff.
Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday. Yep. Probably traveling up to Mogollon.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
It's going to be the third time in three sports we played Mogollon in the playoffs. Yeah.
That's a long drive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, football and then basketball and baseball, yeah. They got good sports down there.
Yeah, they do.
And you're going?
Yeah, I'll go. I'll pitch.
Yeah. You'll pitch? Mm-hmm. You're the pitcher?
I'll be counting those pitches.
Yeah, we had a game on Tuesday, right? This past Tuesday against Salom. I went 103 pitches, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Pitch a lot.
Complete game?
Good.
Yeah.
The complete game?
Yeah, we won 12-5.
Well, okay. Well, so. Yeah, when you're ahead like that, you can stay in.
Yeah, just go the whole game, why not? Yeah. So, yeah, this is a good game for us.
Left or right?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you play?
I'm manager this year because of my injury, but I usually am a center fielder.
So as the manager, you get to call Tyson out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I get to like, hey, you have 10 more pitches than you should have right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, Josh.
Yeah, I'm like, you were going good, and then you just started throwing some balls. Come on, Tyson.
You got to be a little tough on him, huh?
Yeah.
Just because you're friends.
Yeah, we miss him, though.
Tough love,
We miss him.
Yeah. So, when's your injury going to be?
I should be good by September.
Yeah. Oh, September.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I still got a way to go. Yeah. Huh?
ACL is a big deal. It's not something that just you get fixed and then you're good to go in a month or two. It's about 6 to 8 months.
Who did your surgery?
Dr. Vidal in Vail, Colorado.
Oh.
Best of the best. Well, I went to the Stedman Clinic. They work on Olympic athletes, NFL players, NBA players, college athletes.
Oh, okay.
Everyone. So. Yeah, it was pretty cool. In the waiting room, they had this whole hallway, and like the waiting room was full of just jerseys signed by professional athletes that have been there and gotten surgery done. So it was really cool.
Yeah, you liked that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, did you sign a jersey and send it to them?
I'm going. Well, we go back in June for my 3 month post op, and I'm going to bring them a little jersey and sign it. They can hang it up.
Because said he'd hang it up.
Yeah, yeah. They said they hang it up, so I'm going to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Josh
Neal will be right next to Tom Brady.
I'm putting it right next to Tom Brady.
Right next to Tom Brady.
Mojave Accelerated Learning Center jersey there.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got to get there somehow, huh,
yeah,
Casey?
That's right.
Mr. Muggins over there going, hey, this is great. I'm going to be there. Gentlemen, thank you all for coming in. Tyro right. Banks, you suck. Because you wouldn't come in today.
Yeah, we don't know where he's at. He's mystery.
Oh, he's listening.
MIA. Missing an action.
I'm sure I'll get a text here in 10 minutes.
Yeah, you will.
Hey, good job on the radio today.
He's listening online.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, he's online. Today.
Him and your mom are locked in the office.
Yeah, doing listening. Work.
Yeah. So, all right, gentlemen, thank you all so much. I appreciate you coming in. Casey, congratulations to this team. And. And off till next year.
Thank you. Thanks for
having
us.
All right. Paul Lavoie's up next. I'll see you tomorrow. I have Dutch Bros, and we're going to talk about the Williams Rodeo. Stick around tomorrow. And Paul Lavoie's up next. Have a great day. Followed by Sean Hannity. Pizza Laura contemplating a
crime. She comes on. This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3. The voice of the free.